Capital.
Hello, good evening.
Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Josh from Metro Research. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. I'm conducting a survey about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Would you please help me out? I will do it as quickly as possible. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
I live around Boston.
Okay. And how many
children... Do you live in Boston?
We are located in Miami.
You calling me from Miami?
That's correct, sir.
Oh, I heard Miami schools are bad.
Okay. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
I'm 30.
Okay, and how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the school, in the coming school year?
Would you believe me if I said I had 10 kids?
Excuse me?
I said, would you believe me if I had 10 kids?
10 kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describes the schools your children, in this case, will attend this coming school year? One of the district public schools in Boston? Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. You can select all that apply, okay? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or home school?
They're in public Boston schools.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is your age?
30.
You're 30 years old. Thank you, sir. And how do you describe your gender? As a man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
I'm trans everything.
So you consider as a man, right?
No, I'm trans everything. I consider myself everything. Trans late, translucent, trans fan, trans computer, trans car. I'm everything.
Yeah, but how do you describe your gender? That would be trans.
My gender would be trans everything. So I could be a man,
right.
I could be a woman, I could be non-binary, I could be a unicorn, I could be anything you want me to be.
All right, thank you. And how would you describe your race?
So in the summertime I get a little dark because I get a tan, and in the wintertime I get a little light.
Yeah, but how would you describe your race?
I don't know yet. We can put Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And thinking specifically of your children, who are enrolled in the Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
So I got... 12th grade, 1 to 12th grade, I got 2 in 10th grade, I got 1 in 8th grade, I got 3 in 6th grade, and then the other 3 are in 2nd grade.
In 2nd grade, okay, thank you. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is a district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system?
I'm dissatisfied. I remember back in the
day,
they used to have good food, and then now they want it to be healthy and give me wheat pizza. I don't think that's cool. And then now they have to eat wheat noodles.
That will be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied. You remember the snacks. Remember the little pizzas in the bags?
Right. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F, right? Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 10th grade child's school? as an A, B, C, D, or F?
You want me to grade the school itself, or you want to hear my kids' grades?
No, the school's. The school's grade.
I say C for CMAC.
As a C. Okay, thank you, sir. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools? Just the same way.
I say B for Blaze.
As a B. Okay, thank you. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you describe... how would you grade the job she is doing with the Boston Public Schools?
I don't know. I mean, she did a lot of stuff for the people, the crackheads on Mass Ave. She did pretty good. She gave them a house, but they're all back now. They smell funny over there.
All right. You have all the options, A, B, C, D, or F.
Oh, as her position? She's pretty cool. She gave us free buses. I'll give her an A.
An A. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcome schools, right? In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up with this commitment? Very well?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Thanks, sir. As you know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
You want to know how well... What is? I'm sorry?
Not too well or not at all?
Oh, no, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Yes. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Oh, partnering with me?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say they're doing too good. They could do better.
All right, that would be not too well or not at all?
I'll do not too well.
Not too well. Thanks, sir. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two. You have parents, teachers, students, the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
I think the people in charge, I think, would be the politicians. Either that or the superintendent.
All right, so that will be the politician and the superintendent, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. You mentioned you had a child in 10th grade, right?
Yep.
Okay, for this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your 10th grade child.
How long is the survey?
We're almost done. All right, how engaged do you want to be with your 10th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
I would like to be very engaged. I like to feel
very engaged. Thank you, sir. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 10th grade child's education? The same answers.
Not engaged. I don't think they're too coming on that.
Okay, that would be not too engaged or not at all engaged?
Not at all engaged.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. I agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Okay, you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, what about the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns?
Yes, I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. What about my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system?
I'm sorry?
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system.
I disagree. I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. And what about the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome?
Makes me feel welcome. I somewhat agree. There's a few teachers that are really rude.
All right. Thank you. And how concerned are you about your 10th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. And how concerned are you about your 10th grade child's physical safety while they are at school?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. And does your 10th grade child school offer after school sports or not?
Do they offer other schools what?
If they offer after school sports or not.
Oh, after school sports. Yes.
Yes. And would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
They don't offer enough.
They don't, not enough. Okay, don't offer enough. Thank you. And does your 10th grade child school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
If they offer extracurriculars like arts and music.
Not as much as they used to.
All right, that will be not enough.
Yeah, not enough. Sorry.
Thank you. And does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
No. Thanks. And does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
No. Thanks. For the next few questions, please. Please think about your 8th grade child. Looking ahead
Am
for
I
when you're...
Am I filling out a survey for all 10 of my kids?
No, it's not.
You said it was almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. Okay. Looking ahead for when your 8th grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in the Boston public schools or not?
The options for what?
Options for them to study.
Yes.
Yes, satisfied. Okay. And what are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your 8th grade child?
Things that are important, vocational schools, teaching about taxes, buy houses, saving money, marketing.
Right, saving money. Marketing, you said?
Yeah.
Right, thank you. And many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your 8th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
I don't think we should be focused on technology. I feel like it should be how it used to be in hands-on and learning with your face.
So that would be a no, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about a high school for your 8th grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school, right? Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
I somewhat agree.
That would be somewhat appealing, right?
Oh, yeah, somewhat appealing.
Okay, what about opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups?
Very appealing.
Very appealing, thank you. What about gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere?
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Very appealing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them?
That's very appealing.
Very appealing, thank you. And what about allows my child to move at their own pace?
Very appealing.
Very appealing, thank you. All right, the next few questions. Please think about your 10th grade child. Does your 10th grade child offer honors or AP classes or not?
Yes, they offer this.
Yes. All right, and would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
I feel like they don't offer enough. I feel like they should take the high honors kids and give them more of a break than the slower kids, because the slower kids should have done better.
All right, so that would be offered not enough, right?
Yeah, definitely not enough.
Mm-hmm. And thinking about this past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your 10th grade child?
So did. These schools are crazy. They let everybody just come in here. They got gangbangers and drug dealers and
yeah,
little hoochies trying to get people pregnant. And, you know, I can't have my children try to follow their suit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the main reasons you consider finding a new school for your 10th grade child?
The type of kids they let in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Thank you so much. And many schools use digital tools in their classrooms, right? The same question, but with your 10th grade child. Would you consider choosing a high school for your 10th grade child in this case that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers, such as a state-of-the-art community like the Boys and Girls Club?
No.
No, okay. If you were to seek out of a new school for your 10th grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school, okay? We have, like, the same options. I'm going to read them, and then you answer right. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
Yes.
Very appealing, right?
Yeah, very appealing.
All right. What about opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups?
So I'm answering if they do it or if I like them to do it.
If you were to seek out of a new school for your 10th grade child.
Oh, okay. Very appealing.
Very appealing.
Small class.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what about gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere?
Very appealing.
Very appealing. And allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them?
Very appealing.
Very appealing, okay. And allows my child to move at their own pace?
Very appealing.
Thank you, sir. All right, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English, Spanish, Cape Verdean.
English, Spanish, and...
Cape Verdean Creole. All
right, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Myself?
Yeah, yourself.
High school.
High school. All right. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Please just stop me when I get to the right category, please.
I have a question. Is this going to be documented? Because I got some cash flow coming in that's not accounted for.
No, this is completely confidential. Don't worry about it.
Oh, then I can tell you. Last year, we brought in $400,000.
This okay.
year, we're doubling it. So we're going to bring in $800,000 this year.
So that will be $150,000 or more?
Oh.
Or, okay, thank you, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No problem.